You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. It's been a little more than a month since New York City's primary election, but there are still a lot of questions about what voters experience when casting their ballots and what needs to happen to overhaul how we run elections in New York. Joining me now is someone who wants to know the biggest issues on the minds of voters so he can look for legislative solutions with his colleagues, State Senator and Chair of the Senate Elections Committee, Zellner Myrie. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be with you, Michael.
Senator, we are hearing a lot of talk about what role ranked choice voting played in this primary election. What is your takeaway?
Anytime we add a new method of voting, I think it's important for us to pause and reflect and see whether or not there are ways for us to improve the process. My understanding and my personal experience as a voter was that it was largely a success. I don't think that folks had too terrible a time figuring out how it worked. Could the city have done a better job educating folks earlier? Absolutely. And is there still room for us to learn how the process works and what implications there may be? Absolutely. But I don't think we can make any determinations either way until we get some more data.
You announced on the Brian Lehrer Show that you plan to hold a series of hearings focused on what voters experienced and when it comes to the Board of Elections. What is your goal with this?
So we really want to hear from the most important entity in the entire elections process, and that is the voter. After every election, Michael, the media, folks on social media, individual voters complain about the dysfunction at the Board of Elections. So I wanted to hear directly from the voters. Me and my colleagues will be holding a hearing in New York City to hear from city voters, but we're also going to Westchester, we're also going to Rochester, and we're also going to Syracuse. And then this will culminate in September with a more traditional hearing.
What are some of the issues with elections administration you want to dig into? What are you expecting to learn and to change potentially?
My hope is that with the input directly from voters, stakeholders, experts, good government groups, advocacy groups, that we'll have a serious discussion about some structural reforms to the board. There are, I think, some legitimate concerns about the professionalization of how we administer our elections. And there are also just some clerical things that we've seen fall through the cracks, unfortunately, that we also want to correct.
The first hearing, Senator, takes place Wednesday at 10 a.m. at Medgar Evers College in Brooklyn. I understand that no one from the Board of Elections, the New York City Board of Elections, is testifying. Why is that?
So we made a conscious decision to have our Boards of Elections testify at the hearing in Albany in September. What often happens is the government entities like the Boards of Elections get to come in and testify, and they spend hours under a line of questioning, then there's little time left for voters to give their testimony. I wanted to flip that dynamic on its head, really center the voters first. Then we bring in the Boards of Elections, not just the New York City Board of Elections, but those from throughout the state. One, to respond to the voters' concerns and also to hear from them and be able to question them directly.
That was State Senator Zellner Myrie of Brooklyn. You can find more information about how to testify at this hearing by visiting nysenate.gov. Senator Myrie, a pleasure talking to you, sir. Hope to speak to you again.
Thanks so much for having me.